Was he a Mormon himself?
No. No, he never did. He never did belong to no church at all. Well, he believed in the Lord, and he could tell you right quick if a preacher misquoted the scripture, that Bible. He knew that Bible. And he done a lot of praying too, and but he never did belong to no church. And I guess the reason why he never did was because there was lots of people around that belonged to the church and the deacons in the church and all, and they'd cuss and raise sin and do things that he knew wasn't right. My daddy was a good man. He never did do nobody no harm. I never heard him say a harm word about nobody. It didn't make no difference how mean it was. There'd be a bunch talking about old so-and-so, what all he'd done, and Pop could always find something other good that fella had done.
Yes.
He could always bring up something good that he'd done. At any time of day or night that you needed him, or there's another or two up there in that country, old man Bill, he's the same way. It didn't get too stormy, too cold, too hot, or nothing for them to help you when you went to them.
Yes.
All you'd hear out of them was, just wait till I get my hat. Let me get my hat. That's what Mr. Bill was. And I never heard them gripe about it afterwards, you know. Never heard them say a word, complain, you know, about what they had to do for somebody else.
Yes.
Lots of people do things for you and then they'll complain and gripe and take on about having to do so and so. But that ain't right. I never did hear my daddy and there was real picking neither one. And really I've known the people to impose on them, but yet I never hear them complain about it.
Sounds like they were nice fellas.
Oh yeah, they were just as good a men as you ever met anywhere. And my daddy lived on one hill over there from Old Liberty, and Mr. Bill, he lived back on another hill over there, and I've heard them get out in the yard and talk to one another. And it was, oh, I mean, it's 3 miles or further straight through from where they live. You could hear Mr. Bill over there talking, whistling, singing. And they hunted hogs together. Papa always had hog dogs, and Mr. Bill sometimes had hog dogs. I heard my daddy get out to Irene and call him. Say, let's go hog hunting tomorrow. I said, well, and they had a certain place to meet over there, you know, where the road come down and fork. And next morning they'd meet over there and go hog hunting.
Where was your wife's people from?
Well, her mama's daddy and them was from Alabama, too. He was Ivy, so old man Fleet Ivy was her granddaddy.